to Dirt Doctor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It's time to talk gardening, landscaping, pest control. We're going to talk about some doggies for a little bit here. I've been doing some gardening myself, so we'll do a little in Howard's garden. Starting the morning off enjoying some tea. And if you haven't tried my ginger tea, I've been using all kinds of different formulations for it this morning. It's ginger, a couple of dashes of cinnamon powder in it, and some lime juice, just a little bit of lime juice, and honey, natural honey, of course, raw honey. And it's pretty good. Give that a try if you've already got your tea going. Call in. Let me know what it is. I got going first thing with a little coffee, a little organic coffee. Grind my own beans and I do a little. It's all the coffee drinking I do. My mom used to drink coffee all day long, literally. She'd drink until she went to bed and she could sleep after it. I have no idea how that happened. Other people can do that, I guess, too, but not me. For those of you who have decided to get into organics and decided to get a good book that can help you with it and asking which ones of my books are best, what we'll probably be talking about the most this morning will be we always talk about landscaping and trees and so forth, but it's an important time of the year for a lot of folks out there to plant some veggies, cool season things, getting them going if you haven't already. And my two books that would help the most in that regard, the first one would be the Organic Vegetable Gardening book. All my books available right on the website on dirtdoctor.com. Just click on the red button right at the top of the page. Dirtdoctor.com is D-I-R-T, doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, dirtdoctor.com. Organic vegetable gardening book will help you the most. No matter where you are out there in the country, you'll see Texas is in the name of several of my books, but especially the vegetable gardening book is good for anybody because we talk about when to plant things related to the last freeze date or in the spring, the first freeze date, and you just go from there. So it works for everybody. And the other interesting thing about my book, kind of frustrating about my book, it's got a bad name. It's not just a vegetable gardening book. It's also about fruit, when to plant, and how to maintain, how to harvest, and how to prune, and all that kind of stuff. We had named it, and it had already gotten in the system when Malcolm and I decided to add fruit and edible landscaping to the book. So all that's in the book, even though it just says vegetables on the cover in the title. Second book that would be best for you to consider in this category would be the Texas Gardening, again, Texas, The Natural Way. Texas Gardening, The Natural Way is the big book. It's a compilation of all my books put together. And it covers the highlights of my insect book, covers beneficial insects and how to use them and all that. But it also covers trees, shrubs, ground cover, and vines and all that kind of stuff in a little bit more detail than my original book, Plants of the Metroplex. Covers natives and introduced plants that behave themselves and act like natives. I think that we should plant natives as much as we possibly can. They're obviously better because they're native and they're adapted to where you're trying to grow them better than anything. But on the other hand, we're always pushing the envelope a little bit there, and we have to with food crops because very few of us have access to native food crops where we live. And so tomatoes, for example, peppers, you know, eggplant, things like that. Very few of you are living in an area where those things are all native. So we're planting the most adapted plants that we can choose, and that's what the books help you do, and that's what we are here to help talk about on the show as well. Briefly, and then we can get into it in more detail, it's time for a lot of the cool season crops to go in. If you haven't already, onions and asparagus, the two things that probably are the most commonly being planted right now. And then the other cool season things like cabbage, kale, cauliflower, beets, carrots, broccoli, chard, Swiss chard, and the cool season flowers like pansies, Johnny Jump Ups, wallflowers, and all that kind of thing. You really can do a lot in the cool season. In fact, a lot of people will debate you that it's the best time to do vegetable gardening. It's really a good time to get the fruit trees planted. Not so much the ideal time. The ideal time would have been in the fall. Problem is that the fruit trees are not available in the nurseries a lot of times in the fall, but they're available now and getting them in before they break into flower, which in some cases they're already doing, would be a good thing. Let's talk about the dogs at the SPCA. The SPCA report and the mystery photo contest, and the mystery photo is up for you. Identify it first, which means identify it by calling the show here. Probably be helpful if I tell you the phone number, 866 to call the show, 866-444-DIRT, which is D-I-R-T, and the number of DIRT is 3478. So it's 866-444-3478. Identify the mystery photograph. It's right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. You can call the show or you can send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. The first one to identify the mystery photo wins one of our courses, our online course. We have an online course because none of the universities are into what we deal with here. They're still teaching you how to use synthetic high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. And of course, there's a lot of people out there still pushing it and saying that that's an all right thing to do. It's not all right. There's nothing all right about it. You need to go the natural organic way because it works better in every way. And that's what we talk about here. Espoma organic fertilizer brings you the both the SPCA report and the mystery photograph. Espoma is E-S-P-O-M-A, wonderful liquid and dry organic fertilizers for your gardening and landscaping, pot growing, greenhouse growing, whatever, pot-like containers, not the other pot, even though it has become a pretty popular subject lately. Yeah, we're into helping people with growing hemp. For CBD oil is what we have gotten involved in. And the main thing we're helping people with is to teach them how to use the organic program to detoxify the soil from the previous crops where there was no interest in growing the organic crops. Now with CBD, with hemp and the CBD oil needing to be clean, everybody competing, boy, is there a lot of competition. It's a very important part of the puzzle to know how to detox the soil that has been brutalized with things that we don't recommend, of course, like 2,4-D and Roundup and synthetic fertilizers that are loaded with mystery things, fillers that can contain some really, really bad stuff. I mean, we can talk about that on the air if you want to. The detox thing is basically a ramped-up version of the basic organic program. And the basic organic program ramps up into the sick tree treatment. And Fotenia has been on my mind a lot because we just had a column come out from the Dallas Morning News that I wrote about that. That's how I came up with the sick tree treatment, is figuring out how to keep Fotenia alive. And then the third step, basic organic program is first. Second is the sick tree treatment. It's just a beefed up version. Then it's beefed up a little bit more with some new specific things added to become the detox program. And that's how we teach people to get the land or their landscaping cleaned up. Let's see. Oh, the dog I need to tell you about. We got a cutie. cute little dog. From previous features, Bayer was adopted, so thanks for that. But we've got a handful of pets, and their pictures and bios are still on our website, and will stay there until they are adopted. So check all the ones that are available out, including this week's dog, which is Pierre, 4-year-old male dachshund mix, 11 pounds. He's very sweet, loves treats. Let me tell you a little bit more about him when I come back so I don't rush with it. But you can go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the SPCA button. He's in McKinney, by the way, for those of you wondering where to find this dog. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant. It's used by every cell in the human body, and it's especially vital for reducing the risk of heart disease. Reg Active's cardio wellness formula contains other ingredients that help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, support healthy heart muscle tissue, and help improve the lining of your veins and arteries all throughout your body. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get Reg Active cardio wellness formula at fine natural product retailers across the United States.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinerite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinerite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinerite.com.
Tired of pain, sickness, and poor health? Before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's healing power to repair damaged tissue. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. Infinity Stem Cells exceed industry standards. Receive a free consultation by calling Achieve Vitality at 469-600-8794. That's 469-600-8794 for the free consultation, or go to AchieveVitality.net. That's 469-600-8794 or AchieveVitality.net.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets, with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. And the number to be with me if you want to jump on here anytime is the same as always, 866-444-3478. If that first little segment sounded familiar, it should have been because it was from last week. We are out of town, and we had a little bit of a delay in getting set up. So you heard, and probably some of it was good for you to hear, because Pierre, the dog I talked about last week, is, I think, still needing a home. So take a look at our website, DirtDoctor.com. Go to the SPCA button and take a look at Pierre and all the other dogs that we've mentioned that have not been adopted yet. You heard that Espoma sponsors that along with the mystery photograph. The mystery photograph from last week did get identified already. It was Hellebore. We have a new one up today that fits in with our trip pretty well that I'll tell you about in just a second where we are today. Let me see what else I needed to tell you. Weather-wise, gorgeous weather. It's we had some cool. It's dropped again now. Those of you still thinking about getting your gardens going, whether it's vegetable gardens, the cool season stuff can still be planted. The cool season flowers, petunias, pansies, Johnny jump-ups, cyclamen, all kinds of things that like the cool weather can still be planted. It's a wonderful time to garden. So if you have questions about any of those kind of things, we can talk about it. I'm going to spend quite a bit of time today talking about what I talked about in my lecture yesterday. Where am I? Well, I'm in Bell County. I'm in Belton at the Mother Earth News Fair. This is about the fourth year we've done this one, something like that. I think that's about right. We came to the very first one they had, and they've been very popular ever since they started. Yesterday I spoke, instead of doing my usual natural organic pest control, I spoke on the evolution of the basic organic program into the detox program, because they wanted me to get into the hemp thing, and our main entry into the hemp world is to teach people how to get the soil healthy and detoxified from, you heard me talking about it earlier a little bit, from previous crops, because when the hemp is contaminated with toxic chemicals, whether it comes from fertilizers or from pesticides like Roundup 2,4-D and other things, getting into the CBD oil is a problem. The people growing this stuff aren't as concerned as I'd like for them to be, but they seem to be more concerned than they were when they were growing food crops, potatoes and carrots and and various other things. They were using the chemical program. A lot of people were still. There are some people, more and more all the time. We're certainly moving the right direction, getting into organics, and of course that's what we talk about here on the show. If you are first to identify the mystery photograph that's up today, as you heard from the intro from last week, you win one of our natural organic certification courses, which we are talking to people about here at the expo. That's where the Mother Earth News event is at the Bell County Expo. And if you're in the area, drop by and see us. And if you come, be sure and come by our booth. Texas Organic Research Center does have a booth. Doug and I are here and visiting with people about the online course, joining the Organic Club of America. I have quite a bit of my art here. I have about 15 pieces of my art. So you can see the ginkgo paintings that range in size from very small, inexpensive ones you can buy and own a Howard Garrett original up to some pretty big pieces that cost obviously quite a bit more. The sales of the online course and the art and the other things that we deal with all go through TORC, the Texas Organic Research Center, and that means that they are tax-free and tax-deductible. So if you come by the event today, be sure and stop by our booth and say hi. We'd be delighted to visit with you. A lot of people came by yesterday that we've met before and gave us updates on what they're up to, and that was a cool part of yesterday. As I mentioned, the phone number here to be with me live on the air is 866-444-3478. Now we're gonna talk about what I talked about in my lecture yesterday, but in even a little more detail because I'm gonna take some time. You've heard me discuss it in general before, that the detox program is just a beefed up version of the basic organic program and the sick tree treatment. That's how it evolved. It came about when people were bailing out on growing red tip fitinia. They were having a lot of disease problems, and most people in the industry, not most people, because a lot of people are still growing the plant and recommending it, but a lot of people who used to recommend it are no longer recommending it because of the disease issues. It starts as a fungal disease in the soil and then ends up being manifest as spots on the foliage. It's technically called entomosporium leaf spot. Now, I don't recommend you go out and do a new landscape design, put a bunch of red tip fitinias into the design. If you put some, that's fine. There is a fitinia that's a lot better. It's called Chinese fotinia, Fotinia cereolata, and it's the one that the red tips were bred from. But if you do have the red tips, we can tell you how to solve the problem, keep them alive, and I'll do that, and we'll go right through the sick tree treatment into detox right after this.
Gardeners and landscape professionals, do you want to receive the best how-to videos teaching how to install and maintain successful food gardens and landscapes? This course is taught by Howard Garrett with 15 chapters of instruction, and it includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It is fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com. Wouldn't it be wonderful to enjoy the amazing health benefits of your own Hot Springs Infrared Spa anytime? Hello, this is Howard Garrett from my friends at Relax Infrared Sauna. I have one of these incredible devices and I absolutely love it. It relieves pain, brings oxygen to your cells. It's great for circulation, deep detox, depression, insomnia, arthritis, neuropathy, inflammation, chronic conditions, and much more. You'll love it too. It's portable, affordable, and simple. It uses medical grade technology and works by delivering beneficial light waves deep inside your body. The result? Increased energy, better sleep, glowing skin, weight loss, wound healing, and much more. It's also healthy for diabetics, heart patients, and children. For the holidays, the Relax Sauna is a perfect gift for anyone. Use promo code THEDIRTDOCTOR at checkout for a special discount. Order now at RelaxSaunas.com. That's RelaxSaunas.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And my telephone number is 866-444-3478. Talking about this, you can jump on here anytime you want to if you got any questions or a report for us or something that you'd like to chat about gardening-wise, landscaping-wise, environmental. It doesn't matter. We talk about it all here. It's totally up to you, and I'll work in whatever I want to talk about, which is something that I think will help you today. A couple things we're going to talk a lot about, continuing on this lead up, the evolution of the soil detox program. And then I want to talk about mulching a fair amount also. I talked about in my last Dallas Morning News column, the main mistakes that are made in tree planting. And it ran Thursday, it's probably already up on our website now on dirtdoctor.com on the Dallas Morning News part of our website. Just click on the Dallas Morning News button if you want to see it. And I'm following it up. I just turned it in yesterday, the next column, which goes into tree mulching, which is where mulching mistakes are made that are the most serious. And we'll get into that after we talk about this detox thing. By the way, we already have a winner on the mystery photograph. It was a fairly easy one, I guess, for a lot of people, although the angle I thought might take a little while for people to identify because it looks a little bit like a Texas star hibiscus, but what it actually is marijuana. The correct answer would have been weed pot, Mary Jane, hemp, any of those things, and we already do have a winner. on that. The winner gets, as you heard earlier and you hear every week, a prize, a gift from Espoma, one of their wonderful liquid fertilizers, a bottle of that, and also our course, the Natural Organic Certification Course. By the way, we sold several yesterday. We got some new people on board, and we had some people that have completed it that came by and talked about it and asked some follow-up questions and that kind of thing. There's two ways to do the online course, which we created because none of the universities, four-year or two-year, either one, teach a comprehensive curriculum in natural organic gardening. It's a sad case, but it's true. So we set it up ourselves through Texas Organic Research Center, and you can sign up online. Click the red button at the top of the page, top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com, and it tells you all about the class, my organic art, and the books that we have to sell that cover a bunch of specific aspects of gardening and landscaping and pest control and various things, and all of them are, you know, revolved around this natural organic approach. I don't talk about any chemical or toxic techniques or products anymore at all in any of my stuff. You might find some of my really old books. In fact, I think the oldest one that you can find that would the most recent one is really old that would still talk about chemicals back when I did that would be Plants of the Metroplex, a little paperback book that had the black bamboo on the cover. Some of you probably own that. We printed a lot of copies of that years ago. And back in those days, I still recommended all the nasty stuff that I tell you to stay away from now. So you can hold that over my head if you own one of those old books. Anyway, back to the evolution of the soil detox program. The first step in that was the basic organic program. And that was the first thing that I learned. It was the first thing that I taught people how to do. And basically, it evolved into a simpler and simpler approach through the years. I experimented with a lot of things. A lot of different people told me, made recommendations to me about what I ought to recommend as far as fertilizers and amendments and all that kind of thing. And over the years, I developed my own recommendations. It's pretty much been adopted by other people that I deal with or something very similar, people like Bob Webster and John Dromgoole and other people that are Bruce and people that are into what we talk about, this natural organic approach. But mine is specifically to use three things. First of all, stop doing two things, and that is the synthetic fertilizers of all kinds, liquids like Miracle-Gro and the dries like Scotch Bonus S and all, that's the worst one, and then all the others. Also in the really, really bad category that are still being recommended are things like nitrogen-only fertilizers. Terrible, terrible thing to use because anytime you use a single element fertilizer, you can really throw things out of balance. But any of the high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers are basically bags of salt. They're salt with, you know, nutrients in there and a lot of fillers, a lot of unknown fillers that can be some really nasty toxic stuff. So we recommend stopping that. And then the second thing we recommend stopping, of course, are the synthetic toxic pesticides. And top of that chart, top of that list that we want you to stop are things like Roundup or any glyphosate product and 2,4-D, but any of the toxic chemicals, any of the things that are toxic chemistry, you don't need. We have plenty of other things that you can use that work as well or better. But that's the first step. Stop doing those two categories, synthetic fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Then the next step of the basic organic program is to start building the soil health. That's the key to everything that we talk about. And we build the soil health with some basic things now. There's a lot of other things you can use, but the things that I recommend and we have found to be the most cost-effective and the most efficient and the most effective are compost, high levels, you know, high-quality compost, earthworm castings, things like that, and fertilizers that contain compost and earthworm castings and organic materials. And then the second category is rock minerals, and the rock minerals are just as important as the carbon, the organic products. And in the rock category is lava sand, azomite, granite sand, zeolite. Diatomaceous earth is sometimes used. Any kind of a rock, ground-up rock mineral that's different from the rock on your property is what we're talking about. But the two I use the most are lava sand, specifically cinderite, and azomite. And then the third and final category are the microbe stimulators. They're basically the sugars. And that category is dry molasses is my favorite sugar. And then another that functions as a sugar that's just as important is cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal. And it's used because it helps fight diseases. It stimulates trichoderma, which is a wonderful deterrent to pathogens in the soil. So you've got the carbon, the organic materials, the rock minerals like lava sand, azomite, the sugars like dry molasses and cornmeal. They go into bed preparation, but they also are used just broadcast around existing landscaping and gardening and fruit trees and all that kind of thing. That's the basic organic program. The next step in the evolution to over to the detox program is the what we call the sick tree treatment. We call it the sick tree treatment because it's what I, like I was explaining earlier, it's what I developed. It was the idea I developed for doing something that would actually make a really sick tree or big bush like Photinia well and save it. And we applied it to Photinia. We applied it to oak wilt on red oaks and live oaks. We applied it to a lot of other things where a lot of people had thrown up their hands and said, there's nothing we can do. These plants are going downhill. They've got such a serious disease or problem, or they're so stressed and covered with mistletoe or whatever that there's no way to save them. And we proved those people wrong in a whole bunch of cases because we developed this procedure that we call sick tree treatment. It's basically the organic program with a very important addition. And a very important addition, well, two actually, but one of them more important than the other. Aeration is important. It's an important addition to the basic organic program when you have sick, stressed plants, whether they're shrubs or ornamental trees or big trees or whatever they are. So aerating the soil is something we add to the program. And we do it with mechanical means, mechanical aerators, hand tools like turning forks, stabbing holes in the ground, roughing up the soil, getting some oxygen physically down into the ground is what we're talking about doing. We can also do it with liquid material. We can do it with hydrogen peroxide. Mix hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store, 50-50 with water, spray it out heavily or drench it into the soil. It functions as a liquid way of aerating the soil, and it is very important, but it's also very important to do it once. Don't do it over and over and over again. The first time you use it, it actually starts the flocculation of the soil, which is the softening of the soil, and directly related to that, it starts being aerated. Microbes start growing again. But if you spray it over and over again, it's going to kill the bacteria just like it does on a cut on your finger. You know, when you have a cut on your finger and you pour hydrogen peroxide on it and it does the white foaming, that's killing bacteria. It does the same thing in the soil if you use it over and over and over again. But the one-time application, for whatever reason, we love the fact that this works, but it does a flocculation. It starts the first time I ever used it, I discovered how well it worked for me anyway. I was a landscape architect on a big commercial project in North Dallas, at Frito-Lay's national headquarters, what it was, and we had designed with the architects and the planners, Sasaki Associates, we had designed the parking lot to be raised and to go into so that the employees could park there and go into the second floor of the national headquarters of Frito-Lay. the soil that was used, and I've mentioned that it might be a problem, but it wasn't my call. It was the architects and the engineers' call. They used silt from the lake, big lake on this property. They used silt from the lake to fill, to raise these parking lots to a height and an angle so that people could walk from their cars into the second story of the national headquarters. Well, in my specs for doing this organic program there and the landscape design that we designed trees all through the parking lot. People didn't want to do that. The other planners and landscape architects that worked with me on the project, Sasaki and Associates, did not want to put trees in the parking lot. They wanted to just say, it's a parking lot, let's just have solid concrete, and we'll put the trees outside the parking lot. But I said, nope. We're going to design them into the parking lot in various size planters, leave-outs in the concrete, and we're going to do a perk test first into the soil to make sure they drain because that silt soil that we used there. We dug some holes with backhoes because we were planting a lot of big trees, and we filled that hole with water. And the water stayed there for...
Ladybug Brand is back. The three best-selling items from Ladybug Brand will be available this spring. Vortex Potting Soil, Hill Country Garden Soil, and Revitalizer Compost. Ask your local garden center for Ladybug products. Or go to ladybugbrand.com if you would like to sell Ladybug Brand products in your store. Ladybug Brand is back. Go to ladybugbrand.com for more information. That's ladybugbrand.com.
Gardeners and landscape professionals, do you want to receive the best how-to videos teaching how to install and maintain successful food gardens and landscapes? This course is taught by Howard Garrett with 15 chapters of instruction, and it includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It is fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment that contains over 70 minerals and trace elements. It will improve root systems, yields, and general plant vigor in your garden, lawn, trees, field crops, and garden vegetables. Azomite is also a natural feed additive for chickens, livestock, and horses. Ask for Azomite in your local garden center or hardware store. If you need it in bulk or would like it delivered directly to you, then call Mike at 301-219-7540. Get better results today. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetable vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I was talking about doing the PERC test on trees on this commercial project. We actually did the PERC test before the paving was done. You'd have to do that because if you ran into something that showed there was a drainage problem from the tree holes, you'd have to put in drain lines or fix it before the paving went in. So in this case, we did the PERC test. We filled them up with water. The water literally didn't go anywhere at all. It evaporated. It just sat there because silt from lakes, this is a good tip for you, it can be used for fill and for making berms and doing things, but if you use solid 100% fill, as we did for the base underneath the parking lot, it's the poorest draining soil there is. So in this case, we proved that it was by doing the PERC test, digging the hole, filling it with water. Water didn't drain out. So we did two things. We sprayed the inside of the holes with the hydrogen peroxide, and in this case, because it was 100% silt, we ran drain lines from the holes down to lower points. The way I do that is I dig lines. If it's on residential property and you're digging through turf and planting areas and all, you dig a ditch and you fill the ditch full of gravel all the way to the surface. If it's under a parking lot like we were doing, you probably need to put in, like we did, a drain, perforated drain line set in gravel going to a lower point. Either way will work. But we also did the hydrogen peroxide treatment of the holes, and that helped the flocculation and the percolation of the water from the holes. And the trees were very successful. They didn't grow quite as fast as I wanted them to, but they did pretty well considering the soil. Back to another commercial project that we had that had really terrible soil that wasn't in a parking lot. We dug some soil, discovered terrible clay, really bad clay mixed with caliche and all kinds of stuff. And there were big holes again for big trees to be planted. And we got down in the hole and sprayed the walls of the hole with the hydrogen peroxide. In this case, you can spray it with straight 3% hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store, or you can buy the commercial stuff that ranges from 28% to 35% and use somewhere. We've got the formulas and the ratios and everything for you on dirtdoctor.com in the library, but those concentrated hydrogen peroxides you'll dilute down to somewhere between a tablespoon and an ounce of the material per gallon of water. And as I told the people in my lecture yesterday, if you're working with that really strong hydrogen peroxide like that, which you can get from suppliers, sometimes feed stores, the swimming pool companies like Leslie's and other swimming pool retail stores sell a 28% hydrogen peroxide. Be careful handling that stuff because it'll burn you. And it really will burn your eyes and things like that. At that level, it will burn your skin pretty badly. It turns it starts tickling at first, and then it turns your skin white, and it burns like fire. It really hurts a lot and it can be dangerous, especially for kids and things like that. It's a good tool, but you need to know about that if you use the concentrated form. So this is all about is talking about the sick tree treatment. The sick tree treatment is the basic program, organic matter, rock minerals, and sugars used on the soil for bed preparation and also around existing plants. And for the sick tree treatment, when you have dying plants, whether they're photinias or red oaks or Italian cypress or whatever it is, if the tree's full of mistletoe, if you have sapsuckers drilling holes in the trunk, if you have any other kind of parasites, if you have tip growth that's dying, if you have a canopy that's thinning out, in other words, any kind of obvious serious stress that's going on in the plant, whether it's any woody plant, it doesn't matter what it can be, vines. I talked to somebody yesterday about big grapevines. Same thing. You've got to expose the flare. That's part of the sick tree treatment. That's an addition to the basic organic program and this treatment to aerate the soil. Aeration and getting the soil and the mulch off of the flare. And the flare is probably the most important single thing. In fact, I've done some projects, even on my own properties, where all I did of the sick tree treatment on a tree that was full of mistletoe, for example, a hackberry that was full of mistletoe, all I did was expose the flare. And I didn't even expose it as dramatically and as fully as I now recommend. And the mistletoe dried up and died in one growing season. It doesn't take long. It's pretty remarkable. It's not magic. It's just how nature works. When the plant is not in stress, when you help it to not be in stress with healthy soil, flares exposed, good drainage, and all that, it'll take care of itself. So we went from the basic organic program into the sick tree treatment. Now the third step is going into the full detox program. And that will be what we recommend for people that are starting to grow hemp or any crop that they want to be organic and clean and not contaminated with the the various toxins that are used in a lot of stuff. I'm going to take a break here, and then we're going to come back in the next hour and go through this a little bit more, finish it up for you on the detox program. But basically, we add just a couple more things to the detox from the sick tree treatment, and they are fine textured activated charcoal mixed with water and sprayed, and orange oil. I'll explain why for you right after this, so don't go away. Telephone number, I'll give you when I come back to you.